tender touch of Michael Holly at the piano. That much I know. And I know that it's beautiful. What
I
is
told
that?
You I would give you a nickel if you knew more. Guess the nationality, maybe?
Guess the nationality. Boy, you know, your big, capacious mind makes sort of my mind feel very small in general.
Sounds a little like Brahms, but it certainly
like
isn't
Brahms. Perhaps
Brahms
Czech?
With a kind of Latin feel, maybe.
Oh, okay. I can hear that.
It's a piece called El Sebo by an Argentinian composer named Carlos Guastavino. And it's one of a set of cantilenas he wrote for piano. And, you know, if a pianist's goal is to somehow try to get the instrument to sing a little bit, there's nothing like a good, juicy Latin cantilena.
It's absolutely beautiful. Well, what a nice way to begin. We want to welcome Michael Holly. Michael is Director of Special Projects at MIT. He's been here one other time and has won the Van Cliburn International Competition for Outstanding Amateurs and done a great deal. What is it that you're up to these days scientifically, Michael?
Scientifically, I'm spending a lot of time working on photography, digital photography. Sort of administratively, I just joined the board of directors of Kodak, which is a little ironic because I also do a lot of work in the trenches, you know, writing code to do interesting things with pictures. And recently we produced an enormous book about Bhutan. It's actually the world's largest published book, 5 feet high, 7 feet wide. But part of the technical exercise there was, on the one hand, capturing 70,000 photographs on expeditions across the Himalayas, all GPS coded and with some interesting stuff. And on the other hand, coming up with techniques for printing these things at really large size to make sort of an art gallery in one mega volume.
I did get the chance to see that book, one of those books. It is. It sits in a room. It's as if the world is just invading the room, and it's an extraordinary thing. And you use that money from the sales of those books for some reason?
We started a little nonprofit educational charity, and so the giant book and also the new little Bhutan book both generate revenues to help the kids, the schools, the scholars, and things like that.
And there have been many other projects along the way. But what about your schooling as a pianist? You went to Yale?
I did. That's in some ways where my piano schooling began. But there's a funny footnote. I can't recall if we mentioned this last time. I had piano lessons when I was in kindergarten, but only four of them. My teacher quit after the fourth lesson. She told my parents I was a hopeless case. Maybe I should play football. And so I played football, but I also hacked around on the piano myself. I got a fantastic teacher in high school, got really serious, had some coaching from Earl Wilde. And when I got to Yale, I was blessed by being taken under the wing of Ward Deveney, who looked after me for 4 years and beyond. I thought it was normal, but every week for 4 years we had a 3-hour piano lesson, which adds up to a lot of quality time.
Well, lucky you. That's fantastic. Ward Deveney was the father of Susan Deveney Weiner, who is our conductor here in Boston of the New England String Ensemble. Well, now you seem to have gotten enthused about the music of Art Tatum, and we'll talk about that. You probably have always been enthused by his music. I don't know many pianists who don't look to him as a great innovator, as you are a great innovator, and we'll talk about that. But you're about to play some Bach. I guess the theme of this morning is transcriptions, in a certain sense, and the way that one composer or one player can take on another player's music. But what is this now? This is Busoni and Bach.
Yes, it's Busoni's version of the Chaconne from the D minor Bach violin suite. I call it the Italian job. It's a classic musical heist, scaled up to the size of that Mussolini-era train station in Milan. It's a big piece. But it's a great curtain raiser, and if you want to begin with an overblown Bach arrangement, this is a good choice.
A big picture. That's another big picture. Okay, well, if you're ready, we'd love to hear it. This is Busoni's version of the Bach Chaconne in D minor from the Partita No. 2 for solo violin. And we're here live in Studio 1 on WGBH with pianist Michael Holly.